Welcome back to another season of Who's Gonna Win here on KJAN. We've got the regular cohorts back with us again here for this 2020 campaign. Doug Leonard, Matt Mullinex, Jim Field, and myself, Chris Parks. And we'll get you some predictions each and every week here on eight area high school football games. And we'll compete to see who can win the Hoosman Trophy as the top prognosticator here by the time it's all said and done at the end of the season. We try to bring you a little bit of insight and probably a lot more humor than anything else. So we're going to get going here for this year. It's brought to you by Rush CPA and Associates and the folks at Fairway as well here this year for Who's Going to Win. So appreciate you joining us here for week number one of 2020. Do we want to remind them of how things went last year for everybody?
Did I win?
Sure.
You did not win.
Oh.
In fact, you were last.
Oh!
52-30 for Douglas last year. It was 56-24 for Matt. Jim was at 57-23, and I was at 61-19 there.
Cheater.
Last season. Yeah, cheating. Got some inside info. Got to have the right sources, right? So that's how it went last year. Now we're all back to zeros, and we start over here for what's going to be a different season for sure. We're going to have seven regular season weeks here for you, and then we'll have multiple postseason shows here for you because everybody's making the postseason this year with changes due to COVID-19. So it'll be a little bit different for you this year on who's going to win. We'll get it started here with our first couple of picks here in just a moment.
Don't trust your financial health with seasonal tax preparers. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant at Rush CPA & Associates. We work year-round in the tax profession, as well as providing payroll services, estate planning, and bookkeeping. We spend 12 months a year studying tax law, reading up on changes, and working for you and your bottom line. Trust Rush CPA & Associates in Atlantic at 243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Nick, what great specials are going on at Atlantic Fairway this week?
Becky, this week we have Coke or Sprite 6-pack half-liter bottles, 4 for $9.98, Stella Bella Seedless Grapes, $1.88 a pound, and Kraft Shredded or Chunk Cheese, 3 for $5 when you buy 3. In the meat department, we have buy one, get one free on fresh salmon portions, bacon-wrapped sirloin fillets, $3.99 each, and fresh pork steaks, $1.99 a pound. See all the details and more great deals in this week's ad. And as always, thank you for shopping your Atlantic Fairway.
Welcome back here to Who's Gonna Win. Let's get going here with a couple of eight-man football contests here to start our year this time around. And our first one is an eight-man District 7 matchup. They condensed the schedule, took a couple of games off the front end, and started a little bit later as the adjustment to the schedule for the eight-man teams. And we'll start off with the Cam Cougars, who were 8-3 last year, going on the road to take on the Griswold Tigers, who finished the year at 0-9. Do I have to start since I was Hoosman winner last year?
It's your show, man. Okay. Whatever you want
to do. Let's do that. Why not? The Griswold Tigers have a new coach, Chase Wallace, stepping in. He's a former player there and trying to take over for Andy Everett and get them back on track. They, of course, had their struggles here with numbers and those kinds of things here the last few years. Cam, a good ball club. They did lose some good players from last year. They'll have some adjustments to make. They've got a new head coach as well, Barry Bauer, taking over the program from Joe Woolham. And he's got a pretty good group to work with. Lane Speaker is a really good football player. He had a good baseball season, and I think he's going to roll right into football as well. He'll be the guy they lean on, workhorse in the backfield, and they've got plenty of other guys around him as well. I'll take the Cam Cougars here in this one. Jim.
Lane Speaker, Cade Tickner, enough said.
Yeah,
I like Cam. Although, I think Griswold's going to, you know, there'll be some excitement with a new coaching staff in place. Cale Swain actually had a pretty solid freshman season last year. He did all right for a young guy. And Lane Muller, I assume, is going to be helping out again this year. So, you know, I think it'll be a little bit more competitive. But I just think Cam, boy, imagine if Cam had the kids that they lost from last year's squad back. I mean, everybody loses seniors every year, but they're ranked eighth for a reason. I think they're going to be pretty solid.
All right, that's two for the Cougars. Doug?
Well, I'm going to make it three. Yeah, I mean, what you guys have said about the returning talent that they do have, I know Griswold will be excited having a new regime in there. And, you know, you always want to perform well the first time out under a new coach. But I just think talent-wise, Cam's going to take this one.
All right, three for Cam. Matt?
I'll make it a clean sweep across the board there for the Cam Cougars. They just returned quite a few instrumental players. across the board in there. That junior class has been playing for a couple years here now. Really, if they can just find a couple of big guys up front that can take the place of what they lost, I think they'll be fine and they'll be very competitive this year.
All right, so came across the board here in our first game. Our next one is another eight-man contest. This is a District 8 matchup, and it'll be a broadcast game here tonight for you as well here on KJN, as the Exira EHK Spartans will go on the road to take on the Audubon Wheelers. And Audubon coming off a state runner-up appearance last year, good ball club. They did lose some pieces, and of course Spartans always get ready to go with Tom Peterson at the helm. Jim, what do you think?
I think Audubon is ranked number 3, and I think even though they lost a pretty good player in Skylar Schultes last year, they've got a lot of good ones coming back. Gavin Smith threw up some good numbers, Ethan Clucky, a reliable receiver, Joel Clucky led them in tackles. I just see a lot of positives there. Tyler Peterson's a nice player for Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton, but he's going to need some help, and I was looking up and down some of the last year's numbers, and there's going to have to be a real elevation in performance by some of these other guys to give him that assistance. I think they'll be better as down the road as they fill in some of those pieces, but Audubon out of the gate is going to be pretty tough.
All right, one for the Wheelers. Doug?
Yeah, you'd expect a program that's had the success that the Spartans have had last, you know, maybe a little bit down last year, but, you know, they are one of those programs that does tend to kind of reload versus have to retool everything. So there will be kids that, you know, have seen that success and they'll want to emulate that, and there might be some surprises there as to how they do. But I just think Audubon, with all the players that they do have coming back, you got Smiths, you got Cluckies. I mean, that's just, they've had a Smith on that team for going back to Trevor, I think. So they've been pretty good. So I'm going to take the Wheelers.
All right, it's 2 for Audubon. Matt?
Yeah, like Jim said, they do return quite a few, and the loss of Schultes is a big loss for them, but, you know, they ran a lot of that dual quarterback last year, so they won't have any problem stepping into place there with Smith. So, and on the flip side there, Xyre EHK, there again, you know, they've got some pieces that they've got to put together, but, you always know, especially given some extra time here, that Coach Peterson's going to put together a decent plan. Against the Wheelers here, but I'm just going to have to go with Audubon.
All right, 3 for the Wheelers. I'll make it a clean sweep as well. Yeah, a lot back for Audubon, even though they did lose some talented players off that team last year. They've got a good core. You know, as we mentioned, talked about the Cluckies. Gavin Smith, you said, you know, kind of rotated in that quarterback spot a lot, especially towards the end of the season, can do a lot for them. So they've got a pretty solid squad and will have a good chance to make another good run. Exire EHK, yeah, it's going to be a little bit of a, especially early on, learning experience, trying to figure things out and get themselves on track. But Audubon will get this one. That's our first couple of games here on the sheet. We'll go ahead and take a quick pause, and we'll come back and get you some games here in 11-man play.
Don't trust your financial health with seasonal tax preparers. This is Ben Rush, certified public accountant at Rush CPA & Associates. We work year-round in the tax profession, as well as providing payroll services, estate planning, and bookkeeping. We spend 12 months a year studying tax law, reading up on changes, and working for you and your bottom line. Trust Rush CPA & Associates in Atlantic at 243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Nick, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Becky, this week we have Coke or Sprite 6-pack half-liter bottles, 4 for $9.98, Stella Bella seedless grapes, $1.88 a pound, and Kraft shredded or chunk cheese, 3 for $5 when you buy 3. In the meat department, we have buy one, get one free on fresh salmon portions, bacon-wrapped sirloin fillets, $3.99 each, and fresh pork steaks, $1.99 a pound. See all the details and more great deals in this week's ad. And as always, thank you for shopping your Atlantic Fairway.
Welcome back to Who's Gonna Win. Let's get right back after it as we'll dive into a Class 1A and A matchup here, as the ACGC Chargers will go on the road to take on the Earlham Cardinals. And ACGC, a much improved team here the past couple of years, 6-3, and take on a team in Earlham that went 9-2 last season. Doug, who do you like here?
What's the Chargers coach is Matthewson. Is this his Third year. So, he's kind of getting his scheme in there, and I think they had a nice season last year. Don't know what Earlham has coming back, but being on the road, I'm going to take the home team.
All right, it's going to be one for the Earlham Cardinals. Matt?
Yeah, correct. This is year number three there for Coach Mathewson. He's got a lot of his, procedures and protocols put into place over the past few years. He's kind of got the kids buying in to their off-season program and everything that they've been doing there. He's gotten the school and the community to upgrade their training facilities. They've kind of got this process going and building in those various communities there that are really going. And of course, top that off, he's put some good product out on the field. You definitely know what they're going to do. They're going to run the ball. And then when you stop them on the run, they're going to run it some more. It's just you got to be able to stop them. They're going up against a fairly decent Earlham team that returns quite a few players back from last year as well. This is going to be a good ball game. I just think that I'm going to say that I'm going to go with Earlham, I think, on this one. Just home field advantage. Sometimes if you can stop that run of ACGC, they just seem to be pretty one-dimensional in there. That they kind of struggle if they get behind by a couple mm-hmm. of touchdowns. So I'm going to stick with Earlham on this first one out of the gate.
All right, it's two there for the Cardinals. Yeah, I think this is a really interesting game. It's pretty hard, I think, to prognosticate what is going to happen here because both teams did lose quite a bit of their production. They both lost senior quarterbacks from last year. They both lost good senior running backs as well. Caleb Swallow was the guy that kind of just did everything for Earlham last season, was a really good back and a pretty good receiver out of the backfield as well. Got a chance to see him play a couple times and was just a good player. ACGC, that scheme is what they're going for. They're trying to, get guys to get used to what Coach Mathewson wants to do. And then I think he's trying to get to the point where he can just more so plug a guy in and he knows what to expect. And maybe you don't have to have that kind of changeover with star power that happens with some other teams. ACGC's been getting a lot of preseason love, I think, around the state and from the area. I think I'm going to give them a little bit of an edge here on the road. This is going to be a really good game, I think, and I'll give the Chargers a shot to get one here out of the gate. Jim.
Well, I thought I was going to get a limb pick here. Yeah, I'm looking at all the information and the BC Moore and everything else that's out there for numbers and things. I guess I just don't understand the Earlham love necessarily. Most of their key contributors graduated last year. Mm-hmm. With ACGC, it's Littler is largely the. That's really their biggest loss.
Yeah.
And as you said, there are other players that they ran in and out in the backfield that can help out here, there, and everywhere. So. I'm going to go with ACGC. I think they're just solid enough, and they've been playing this enough that they're going to get it done.
All right. Yeah, should be a good game. We'll keep an eye on that one here tonight. Let's continue on here. We're going to go to a Class 2AA matchup as the Red Oak Tigers will go on the road to take on Riverside. Red Oak winless last year. Riverside 2-7. Matt, who's going to win?
Well, I'm going to go with Riverside. I think they bring both teams were young last year, so they really didn't lose a whole heck of a lot. I shouldn't say that. Red Oak probably lost a little bit more of the senior leadership, but they also played a lot of underclassmen in there. So I just think Riverside is going to be more seasoned at this point of the year. Right out of the gate, so I'm going to go with the Riverside Bulldogs.
All right, that's one there for Riverside. I'm going to go with you as well. Darryl Frayne's doing, what you expected him to do when he came in, start to build up the program, get guys excited about playing football once again. You saw them kind of improve as the season went along last year and played better at the end of the season. And I think there's a lot of guys that are excited to see what they can do this year. Red Oak team has just struggled to get anything going here lately. And, what little they did have, they did lose a little bit. So that's going to be tough sledding for them to get it on track. I like Riverside here in the opener. Jim?
I was looking through some stuff. It's always kind of exciting when you have a young quarterback step up and look like Austin Kremkoski did last year as a nice solid sophomore season for Riverside. When it came to Red Oak, I in my notes, I wrote one word. I wrote, huh? Because I looked at their stats from last year, and I thought, Are these just one-game stats? Did they not put any statistics in during the year? Because nobody rushed for more than 190 yards the entire season. I mean, nobody had more than 400 total yards the entire season, and the whole team only had less than 1,100 yards the entire season. Tyler Moehn did that in 1 week, I think, last year. So, I mean, obviously they weren't able to sustain anything at all offensively. That's got to change, of course, because you've got to score points to win football games. But I like Riverside out of the gate here.
All right, that's three for the Bulldogs. Doug?
Who's Bulldogs quarterback?
Austin Kremkoski.
What is it? Is it a prerequisite to be the quarterback at Riverside to have a last name that's hard to pronounce?
Yeah.
Andrew Shishin?
Andrew Shishin and now Kremkoski.
I just learned how to pronounce that. Now he's gone. I do. I like Coach Frayne's squad this year. You know, is this second year now? I mean, was he first year last year or is this his third year?
I think this is year three.
Year three. Yeah. You know, he's had success, obviously, as a wrestling coach, and I think he's instilling that toughness and that coaching philosophy into football, too. So I'm going to take the Riverside.
All right. It's Bulldogs across the board there in that one. Let's go to another Class 2AA matchup here as the Shenandoah Mustangs will go on the road to take on HSTW. 2-7 team last year for Shenandoah and a 5-4 team last year for HSTW. And I guess I get first crack here at this one. It's going to be an interesting ball game. It has been the last few years. These teams traditionally have met here quite a few times the past few seasons, and they've been good ball games most of the time. HSTW does have a quarterback back in Blake Holst, who did a pretty good job last year, starting to get on track. Of course, a team that's always just known for being tough. They've got another Pauly. Continue to rack up Paulies, and Denver Pauly got himself going last year. He's another tough player. And Shenandoah, I think, did lose a little bit what they had last season. So I like the home advantage, and I'm going to take the Vikings here in this one. Jim?
Yeah, as well. Blake Holst, Denver Pauly had solid seasons last year. They're back again. Shenandoah leaned heavily on Kyle Servin last year, and he dominated the stats. If he could have thrown it and caught it and accumulated both the throwing and receiving stats, he probably could have done that too. He's at the top of everything, and he's gone, so who's next? I mean, somebody's got to step in and be next, so they have to figure that part out. AHSTW will win.
All right. Two for the Vikings. Doug?
Yeah, the Vikings were, you know, they were so used to having incredibly successful seasons, and I might view last year as a little bit of a step back, but again, really a big rebuilding year. And so those kids that maybe took their lumps last year still ended up with a winning season. I think they're going to be much improved even this year, and so I'll take the Vikings.
All right, three for HSTW. Matt?
Well, I think I'm going to go with not so fast. I'm going to go with the Mustangs here. I think year two down there with their coaching and their coaching staff, I think you're going to see a little bit much improved Shenandoah team. And so I'm going to go with the Mustangs even on the road.
Step up their recruiting?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, they picked a couple across from Caddy Corner border over there, I've heard.
Can be done.
You know, so we'll see.
They just so you share that nugget
they
now.
They just hadn't been in public with it. So.
Okay. All right.
So no, I do not know that, people. Okay. God, Lord, that's like...
So one for the Mustangs. He's going to go out our first limb pick here of the season. We'll see how that turns out there for Mr. Mullinex. We've got a Class A-3A matchup here before we take a break. Take a look at here, and well, those are two pretty good teams. Two teams that are ranked here in the first poll of the season just came out. Lewis Central, always been a tough squad, especially here these past 5 years or so. And St. Albert, they're always St. Albert. They're going to give you a test and a run, and they meet up here in the opening week. Jim, who's going to win?
Lewis Central is going to win. That's how that's going to play out. That's a larger program, a lot more to work with. St. Albert's got some nice players, you know, Patterson, Cerny, Rallis coming back. But, you know, they have to step up their game to lead. They weren't the leaders last year. And, you know, anytime you're able to throw the ball out there to that Fedoni kid, he's not too bad. I hear he's pretty good. So they made it to the semis last year, and I think that they'll be able to take care of business here tonight.
All right, one for the Titans. Doug?
I think when the two teams run out on the field, LC's support staff might have higher numbers than St. Albert's whole team. You know, I remember the last time Atlantic played LC a few years ago, and LC's team ran out in the field, and boy, they look like grown men, as they say. So I just think that you know, St. Albert's certainly talented again this year, but LCE will wear them down eventually, if not from the very beginning. Throw the ball to Fedoni. They've got that horse that's going to be, what, a junior D lineman?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Dewey?
I don't know, but I remember he started that Harlan LC game that we watched when he was a freshman, and he was a man as a freshman. So he'll be a match for St. Albert. So let's take LC.
Deo, maybe?
Deo.
Yeah, he's highly recruited right now. And
I think the big thing about Lewis Central is definitely their defense. I think that's really kind of what has carried them even the last few years and allowed them. They've kind of gone through some changes on offenses as far as, you know, who that leader is, the quarterback and such, but it's the fact that their defense has been able to keep their offense in the game, and they, you know, even on the offensively, they kind of keep things simple, not making as many mistakes. So definitely got to go with LC on this.
Yeah, I'll make it a clean sweep as well. I think Lewis Central is a program that's really built themselves well. Of course, they had to make that jump a few years back into 4A and, you know, kind of just elevated themselves to that level of competition. They had some great players come through that helped that out. And now they've become a program that is starting to churn out really good players and lots of guys that are getting looks at to go to Division I football. So it's a tough program to match up against, all like Lewis Central there. We'll take a break here before we wrap it up with our final two picks. Come back with us here in just a moment on Who's Going to Win.
Don't trust your financial health with seasonal tax preparers. This is Ben Rush, certified public accountant at Rush CPA & Associates. We work year-round in the tax profession, as well as providing payroll services, estate planning, and bookkeeping. We spend 12 months a year studying tax law, reading up on changes, and working for you and your bottom line. Trust Rush CPA & Associates in Atlantic at 243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Nick, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Becky, this week we have Coke or Sprite 6-pack half-liter bottles, 4 for $9.98, Stella Bella seedless grapes, $1.88 a pound, and Kraft shredded or chunk cheese, 3 for $5 when you buy 3. In the meat department, we have buy one, get one free on fresh salmon portions, bacon-wrapped sirloin fillets, $3.99 each, and fresh pork steaks, $1.99 a pound. See all the details and more great deals in this week's ad. And as always, thank you for shopping your Atlantic Fairway.
And welcome back here to Who's Going to Win. Let's finish up the program with a couple more games for you. And we do have one that's within a single class here. And that's a Class 3A matchup between two top five teams ranked here coming into the season. Grinnell goes on the road to take on Harlan, two teams that had three losses on their record last year. And this should be a pretty good matchup to open up the season. Doug, who's going to win?
Well, yeah, these teams have certainly met before and in some really important ball games in the playoffs and other times. So it's a great matchup to see at the beginning of the year. You know, Harlan, offensively, I don't know for sure what they've got coming back. I know they do have a stud linebacker. Is it McLaughlin? Is that his name? Getting a lot of looks right now. He's like a top 15 inside linebacker in the country, I guess. So one of the recruiting places. So I would think they'd be pretty salty on defense with that. I like the Harlan Cyclones at home.
All right. It's going to go with Harlan. Matt.
Well, you know, as I look up and down, I you know, Grinnell's right in there as well in the top five. And they returned, their quarterback was a freshman last year.
Mm-hmm.
He returns this year, 15 touchdowns, only threw 5 interceptions. Their top running back, who had over 1,500 yards, averaged 7.5 yards per carry. And they return all their receiving crew, basically, as well. So I think they're pretty loaded. I think they've got some high expectations this year. Even though it's a road game, I think they're going to be ready to go up against this. And both teams know. I think you've seen some of these schedules kind of strengthen up this year once they kind of reduced the schedule these first two games, because everybody knew they were going to be in the playoffs. There wasn't this point system. So they're like, well, we can just go play whoever we want, and if we lose, we lose. It doesn't matter, but let's be competitive when we do go out and play some quality games. So this is going to definitely be one of them. So I'm going to go with the Grinnell Tigers on the road.
All right. Yeah, this should be a good matchup. As you mentioned, Returning quarterback is always, I think, huge. And when it comes to high school football, if you got somebody out there that knows how the system runs and can be a leader out there, and Dallas Souser was pretty good last year for Grinnell. And then on the other side, you know, Harlan's going to be making a change, and a guy that was very impactful to their program, and Jonathan Munson. So it's, you know, a big change for them at that position to try to get on track offensively. Of course, you know, they'll figure it out, and I'm sure they'll have some success there. But, you know, maybe it takes a couple of weeks to get that all kind of streamlined and going here this season. So I'm going to give the edge to Grinnell as well. I think with that returning offensive firepower, that gives them an advantage in this one, but should be a really good game. Jim.
All right. Well, I like Grinnell also in this one. Harlan, about a week ago, they went over to Grinnell, cleaned up, and went home. And I think this time Grinnell's going to come to Harlan, clean up, and go home. I'm concerned about how that's going to work. I mean, Jonathan Munson was their rushing and passing leader. So in one fell swoop, you've got to replace two segments of your offense. And Grinnell's got that and more coming back. They've got a really high-powered offense coming back. You got to figure out a way to either stop them or score with them, and I'm not sure they can do either at this point. But
I got a Harlan limb pick then.
You got a limb pick with Harlan
at home.
Yes,
at home.
Wow. Yeah, I'll take it.
True. All right, so we've got one more game now left here on our sheet to take a look at, and it'll be the opener for the Atlantic Trojans as they will go on the road to take on the Underwood Eagles. 2A, 1A matchup here in this contest. Atlantic 4-5 last year. Underwood had a good season, 8-2, and they've got a few of those pieces back. This could be an interesting ball game. Matt, what do you think? Who's going to win?
Well, I'm going to go with the Atlantic Trojans right out of the gate there. I think just put that up front. But Underwood comes in, highly touted. Obviously, that they've received quite a bit of press in there. They'll have they return three of their five offensive linemen in there. But one of the things they got to replace is that quarterback. That quarterback did everything for him. He made things happen. He was able to scramble, get the ball down the field. So we'll see if they can replace somebody like him. He just knew everything about the offense and made things happen in there. So that'll be a big thing for them because they like to throw the ball around. So the question will be, are they going to continue that type of offense and try to get the ball out there to their senior, Braden Wollen? He was their leading receiver coming back. Are they going to put him in the backfield maybe and just kind of run it at you? Because like I said, they got three of their five back and they're pretty good size up front. I think one of the keys for Atlantic, though, is the fact that they have a lot of multiple players that play just one direction in their offense or defense. So whereas you got Underwood, who's going to be playing majority of their players both ways, and if it's going to be hot, the key will be wear them down. But, Atlantic's got 9 of their 11 guys back on defense, and I think that's huge coming in. Those guys have played for a couple of years as well. So, I think look for some big things for the Trojans this year, and they're excited. So I'm going to go with them.
All right. It's one for Atlantic right out the gate. Underwood, obviously a team that's got high expectations, but they do, have to replace a great star player there in Nick Ravlin. And it's going to be the freshman Alex Ravlin who will be taking over for him. I assume his brother. I guess I don't actually know that. But they obviously will be retooling in that regard and trying to see if he can just fill into that role. It's going to take him a while, obviously, to live up to the same type of production, almost 2,500 yards passing last year for Nick. So had a good season. They do have some nice pieces back. Scott Pearson did a pretty good job on the ground, over 500 yards rushing, another guy that they can throw in the mix there. And, of course, they've had some success in other sports also. A little bit disappointing into their baseball season, but they are having a good year there as well. A lot of guys that can do some things. Atlantic, I think it's interesting because you do have a lot of guys back that have gained some experience, as Matt mentioned. They've been out there, maybe forced to play a little bit earlier than some of them maybe anticipated and expected, but they've been out there and they've gotten that experience. The only thing you hurdle that Atlantic has to overcome is now what do you do that you're not always handing the ball off to Tyler Moen? It's going to be a change for sure. You got to figure out who else you're going to get involved in the offense and how you're going to make that all work. And I think they have some players that they can turn to do that with. Colin Molinex can do some nice things on the outside in the passing game. They've got Grant Sturm, another guy that's fast. If you can get him in space, that can make things happen. Garrett Reynolds is back as well. And you've got a quarterback that's got back that has some experience. So I think that helps. This is an opportunity for Atlantic, I think, probably to make some noise here early in the season. So I'll give them a shot. I'll give the Trojans a chance here to go on and snag one on the road here to open up the season. Jim.
All right. Well, they lean so much on Tyler Moen that I'm not sure how much some of that experience means from last year, because some of these kids didn't get put in positions like they're going to be put into this year because it was handed off and pitch it to Tyler. Not that that was a bad thing. It worked out well for them, but, you know, it's just how are you getting the, you know, where those, where's that extra, you know, critical experience coming from? Somebody's got to step in, or a few people have to step in. You can't expect one person to do what he did, but you're going to need some people to step in there. Nick Ravlin is gone, but as you mentioned, Alex will probably be the starting quarterback this year. But they also have their top two rushers, their top two receivers back. So he's not doing it by himself. If he can just get the ball to some of these guys. I think this actually is going to be one of the more competitive games of the weekend. I honestly think it's going to be pretty fun. But it's a home game for Underwood, and they're coming off a successful season. I'm going to go with Underwood to win it by a notch.
All right. Doug, what do you think?
Well, I'm excited to see the Trojans this year again. It's always interesting, you know, when we've had star player, outstanding athletes, you know, come through the program over the years, certainly. And then, you know, the next year, who's going to step up and fill in that void? You know, I liked some of the things that I saw last year at times, certainly on offense, even not just handing the ball off, though. You know, Garrett Reynolds is tall, athletic. He can run. There were some times where he made some good catches last year. Obviously, Colin Molinex is... he's got his mom's hands, right? Not his dad's hands. I mean, I'm sure she can catch better than you. And so, I mean, he's
she
obviously.
Him.
Well, that's true. That's true. He's slow, too. So I don't. But no, you know, I'm excited to see that. You know, I just want to see, hopefully, we can get a little, you know, it all starts up front on offense. And so if we can get some more time to throw the ball, I think that was something we were lacking a little bit last year. So hopefully the offensive line is a little more cohesive this year and gives them a chance to get the ball down the field, because I think there are some targets that they can use. And yeah, I'm excited. I think I'm going to take the Trojans to start out the year. Maybe if you want to call it an upset, it probably is. But I like the Trojans.
All right, three for Atlantic there on that. We're going to leave Jim out there on a limb. So that'll start off our season here, week one of Who's Going to Win. We want to thank Rush CPA and Associates and Fairway for bringing you the program, and we'll look forward to bringing it to you each week here during the 2020 high school football season. That'll do it for Who's Going to Win here on KJN.
Don't trust your financial health with seasonal tax preparers. This is Ben Rush, certified public accountant at Rush CPA and Associates. We work year-round in the tax profession, as well as providing payroll services, estate planning, and bookkeeping. We spend 12 months a year studying tax law, reading up on changes, and working for you and your bottom line. Trust Rush CPA and Associates in Atlantic at 243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Nick, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Becky, this week we have Coke or Sprite 6-pack half-liter bottles, 4 for $9.98. Stella Bella Seedless Grapes, $1.88 a pound. And Kraft Shredded or Chunk Cheese, 3 for $5 when you buy 3. In the meat department, we have buy one, get one free on fresh salmon portions. Bacon wrapped sirloin fillets, $3.99 each. And fresh pork steaks, $1.99 a pound. See all the details and more great deals in this week's ad. And as always, thank you for shopping your Atlanta Fairway.